Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
From the Built for Tough studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are on the free Odyssey app, good Tuesday morning. It's been raining for 2 days straight. The Mets don't play last night because of the rain. They're going to try to squeeze in two today while it's still pouring outside. So this is going to be very, very interesting to see how they squeeze in all these games against the Nationals. The Braves do lose to the Marlins. So the dream is still alive, Boomer. We got some Monday Night Football last night, and the Yankees with Severino dealing, looking like he's ready for the postseason with no Aaron Judge home runs. And they also have a doubleheader today, so we got four local baseball games to watch this afternoon if they actually get them in. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Well, they'll get the ones in Texas for sure, but, the Mets, see, this is what you worry about here in this time of year, and you got these open-air stadiums, and that's why I was saying that if the Mets end up in the wild card, you just never know, although the weather looks great this weekend. Mm-hmm. You never know what could happen next week, you know, if they win their wild card game. So, I mean, you know, these are the things that, you just kind of sit back and you wait and see what happens. And the interesting thing is that the Braves forgot how to play baseball last night.
Yeah, they looked like they went out and partied and then got on the plane and flew down there, which probably didn't happen. But, yeah, I mean, you got all that pressure on you and that series means everything to you. And then you have to travel and go down to a dead atmosphere in Miami. I mean, that was the end of that. So they looked awful all the way around. So we'll see what happens.
You know, the interesting thing, too, is that the Marlins are not pitching Alcantara.
I know, they shut him down
for the year. So. Yep. But they still shut him out last night. It's unbelievable. Like, same lineup, essentially. You know, I mean, it's... I don't know. It's just
imagine going into that game.
Oh no, I can't even think about it because you know.
Imagine going into that last game, and then the Braves get swept, and the Mets have a chance to win the division with a win, and then they lose.
Could you imagine if the Mets if they do play today? Let's say the Mets lose the first one.
Well, they better play today because what the hell's going to happen
don't? It's crazy.
Imagine if they have to play on Thursday and that screws them all up for the weekend and the pitchers and everything else.
Well, the thing about it is, if they have to play on Thursday, let's.
Oh, God.
If they have to play on Thursday, they'll know at least whether or not these games mean anything.
We got contingency plans here. Or
yeah,
what?
Then if the games don't mean anything because the Braves
don't play
them. Game,
then don't play.
They'll have to play them, but you'll see a whole bunch of like. There's no way you're going to see DeGrom. No way you're going to see Scherzer. You're not going to see any of those guys.
Of course not.
You may not see any of those guys anyway. Actually, you know, this is just a really interesting set of circumstances because. It's not over until it's over, Gio. I keep telling you that. And here we are, and they'll know tonight. Well, you know, let's say Miami beats them again. Atlanta beats them again.
Miami beats Atlanta again.
And yep. Then you're sitting here. Let's say today gets rained out. It could.
What are they going to do? How many games? Play three games in a day?
So now Atlanta is lost two, and they have one more game left.
Oh, God.
It's unbelievable. I mean, but
I don't even know if I want that. Do I want that? Do we want that? I don't know. I don't know if I want to go into that last game with a chance, because then you're messing up a potential, setting everything up perfectly for a wild card series.
It is a weird set of circumstances for sure, man. It is a crazy set of circumstances.
And the weather looks horrible today.
Yes, I know.
I don't know how they're getting two games. Now, they couldn't have played last night, so I don't blame them for raining the game out last night. There was no way they could have played, but, I mean, this thing's just circling. It's just rain all day and night.
Miserable outside. Yep. As you know, coming in on the LIE is no fun.
It was awesome.
Oh, man.
Really,
I hope nobody's
tremendous.
Hurt, but yes, the accident out by you. Oof.
Overturned tractor trailers and the whole thing. Yep.
You ever wonder how those tractor trailers overturn?
It's probably, I was thinking about this actually when you said that. Because
you think,
of course,
did they hit a bump or something and the back tires of the trailer kind of jumped to one side or the other and then they flip?
Here was my theory on it.
Okay.
First of all, you got the rain, so braking is hard for a tractor trailer to begin with. Then you add the rain to it and the hydroplaning. So I think, like, if someone cuts off a tractor trailer, or somebody's going really slow because of the rain and they have to slam on the brakes, I think at that point they're slamming on the brakes and things get cockeyed and then all of a sudden, ba-boom, falls on the side.
Hey, that's a good theory.
That would be my theory.
I would take that theory as one of the theories.
Yeah.
I mean, there could be other things.
There'll be like 15 calls now in this segment. You know, I overturned a tractor trailer back in 1993. I'll tell you how it happened.
Right.
Yeah, no, we don't need to do that.
So this is really interesting, what's happening to the Mets. And, you know, but I think if the Braves win tonight,
then
it's over with. Then you kind of adjust and you go on. And I'm sure that Buck Showalter's trying to figure all this stuff out and the Mets are trying to figure all this stuff out. But just, it's interesting. It's just an interesting set of circumstances that could unfold. None of us really believe that the Miami Marlins are going to sweep the Braves. We don't believe it, but crazier things have happened.
We got to remember, the Mets got to win every game, too, on top of it.
I know. So a lot of things have got to go right, and
Could we be coming in tomorrow morning talking about the division still being in play, really is the question. Could we see the Braves lose again and the Mets sweep the doubleheader, and then we're walking in with one game left for each team, and if it works out for you, the Mets win the division? That's really the question. I don't think that's going to happen. I do think the Braves just take care of business, and the end is going to be tonight, and that'll relax everybody because the games won't matter at that point, and then Buck can do what he needs to do to get this team ready for the weekend. But he did say before the game was rained out last night in his pregame press conference, he goes, "I'm not giving up yet. I got a lot of faith in Don Mattingly." Now, Don Mattingly, of course, mutual parting of the ways. Maybe the team rallies around them, sweep the Braves on the way out, send Donnie Baseball on his way with a nice little three-game winning streak over the Atlanta Braves. Maybe the team gets all fired up for that. Who knows?
All right, so you got J. Odorizzi going tonight for the Braves.
That's right.
So, interesting. And then, of course, you know, the Mets' first part of this doubleheader is at 4:10 today. Oof. And then tonight at 7:40. Are these like games you want to go to with this weather?
No. Well, absolutely
not. Are they going to try to play the game? So are you on your weather app yet?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
Okay, attaboy.
I'm going to...
Let me know the long-term forecast for the rest of the day.
I'm going to the...
It's really short-term, but it's really long-term when you think about it in the 24-hour cycle.
Yeah, the 24-hour cycle.
Yeah.
I'm going to Queens. I'm going to hourly. Right now, 47 in rain.
Ugh.
All right, so let's go. 4 o'clock.
Yeah, 4:10.
4:10. We got light rain, 69% chance of rain at 4. 73 at 5. 65 at 6. 70% at 7. 77 at 8. 72 at 9. Yeah, I mean, so basically... I mean,
how many people are going to show up to this?
Basically, the least chance of rain that you have for when the Mets are supposed to be playing is 65%. That's the least chance, and the most being 77.
I think you did a really good job there.
Well, I just read in the forecast. I'm no Joe Bastardo, but...
Bastardi.
I don't get my weather from God, but I do get it from the Weather Channel app.
All right, so there's a very good chance. I don't know. They're going to try to play it, I guess. What do you think?
The Von Stecker Norwegian High-Definition Infrared Microwave Super-Sensitive Doppler GPS Tracking Weather Observer.
I mean, do they have a choice? I mean, I guess Wednesday's supposed to be okay, right? Is it supposed to be okay Wednesday or no?
I think, I know Thursday's supposed to be okay.
Yeah, but Thursday.
We don't need Thursday in the mix. Yeah, no, Wednesday rain. There we go. No rain on Wednesday.
Yeah, what is what are we? Is this the remnants of Ian, or was this something else?
It is. Yeah, I wasn't sure, but I guess it is. It's just spinning around. It's not going anywhere. Three straight days, just straight rain. So I mean, at this point, it's like I don't want the Mets to have to be playing for something on Thursday. I know that means that there's still a chance that they could win a division if they are. But what happens if it doesn't work out at that point? But I guess we would know about the Braves, though. I guess we would know.
That's the point.
Mets are playing on Thursday, we would know what the Braves have done.
We would know whether or not they were swept or they have won one game.
Oh, man, that would be amazing. We're sitting here, standalone Mets game on Thursday for the division. All you have to do is win and get in. Hey, it's a possibility.
Well, then you got to bring. And then the question is, if that does happen.
Mm-hmm. Who are you pitching? Yeah.
Yes.
I know.
I mean, that would be amazing.
If you knew that it's win and in and
gotta,
the Braves gotta, have been
you
swept,
you then gotta you got to go for it. You got to go for it. You have to go for it.
Because then you get 5 days off.
Right. Then you worry about, but then you better hope that these guys that are, Mr. Opt-out and Mr. $43 million a year, are going to come through. They're not going to pull what they pulled down in Atlanta. Oh, man. Jesus. I was thinking about this the other day, or last night actually, about the Mets and if they have to play the Padres.
Mm-hmm.
Juan Soto is going to hit like five home runs. You just know it.
He had struggled for a long time.
Until he sees the Mets. You just know it. He's a Met killer.
Yeah, that would be just awful.
That was like Anthony Rendon. You remember Anthony Rendon?
Of course.
He used to kill the Mets.
Yeah, and then he went out to the Angels, one of the worst contracts in baseball. He's been awful.
Because he doesn't play the Mets as much.
That's right. Yeah, you just
play
the Mets.
19 times, boom!
Yeah, get right situation for
the
Mets.
So here's good news for you.
Got good news for
you. Yeah, so yesterday I did Monday QB, right?
Oh, you did? I watched a clip of that.
Oh, well, that was nice. Thank you.
Yeah, it was posted by CBS Sports Network,
yes, it was.
I believe.
It was. So got a chance to really look at all of Zach Wilson's plays.
Okay.
And I want to say, if he plays like he played in that fourth quarter. Now, a lot of guys around him played well, too. Especially the offensive line. Elijah Vera Tucker played unbelievably. But if he plays like that, then the Jets got themselves a real guy. They got themselves a real guy.
That is great news. You were right. You did not give me bad news there. That is great news.
I think we
kind of felt that way about the fourth quarter. And he never really looked overwhelmed. He was confident in that situation. He was up against it. He needed to have those touchdown drives. He delivered. I mean, you could tell the talent, too. I mean, it's not like there's guys that you just know are talented, and there's other ones that are just getting away with it. Like Jimmy Garoppolo, watching him last night, very impressive win for the 49ers. It was mostly their defense. But he's a guy who gets the job done. He wins games. But he never was the most talented guy. You never saw him make these crazy plays, get out of the pocket, arm talent, all these words that you hear. You could tell Zach has that. Now, it doesn't always translate into being a great quarterback, but you could tell why Joe Douglas and others fell in love with his skill set when you saw him do some of those things on Sunday.
Like what I said at halftime of their game. I said, if you're a Jet fan, you're like, all right, well, I'm not really sure what we got here, but because there are moments where you can see the arm strength and the accuracy and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got, him running around making, a crazy plays.
Yeah.
And that was part of his game at BYU. I'm not, that was part of watching him and watching his college tapes. There's a lot of that stuff. But I have to say, I mean, the fourth quarter in the pocket, running when you have to run, the fourth and seven of Corey Davis like it was nothing on the first touchdown drive. It was good, man. He was like in that pocket. The ball was coming out. And look at where he put the ball. That's the thing. The accuracy was a thing of beauty. Like the receivers didn't really have to dive for balls or reach for balls. Everything was like right in where they needed to be.
Well, it was a lot of quick decision making, too, which was great. I mean, because this is a guy who hadn't played football in a very long time. His training camp and preseason was cut short. And he had a knee injury. So, I mean, him to just step back there in the pocket, know where his guys were going to be, and deliver in that way was probably the most impressive thing.
Now, what he has to do, he has to protect himself, because early in the game, and I think there were nerves, and knowing that it was on the road, and probably some communication issues and stuff like that, he broke the pocket a couple times. Mm-hmm. And the one time he broke the pocket to the left, he spun around and jumped up and threw the ball out of bounds and took a hit right to the knees. And those are the things that he's got to try to stay away from. You know, it's almost like you want him to play free and easy, but you also want him to be really careful about, you know, exposing himself to further injury. It's the same thing with Daniel Jones. When he runs with the ball, you know, you always worry about, did he learn from the mistake that he made against Philadelphia last year? I think for the most part this year watching Daniel, I would say, yeah, he has. But I just came away watching the fourth quarter with a complete appreciation for everything that I think the Jets have seen in training camp for 2 years. That when he's all right, when he's right and he's understanding things and he can see that he understands his offense better. You know, he's making his quick decisions. He knows where he's going with the football. And I have to say the accuracy was really impressive. And his ability to sit in that pocket was really impressive. So, and that's with a beat-up offensive line.
Yeah.
Now, this week, again, like I was saying yesterday, you know, now, okay, let's take it to the next week. And you're going to see a blitzing Miami defense this week. So there's going to be a lot of opportunities for big plays against Miami. And Miami has given up a lot of big plays. But he's got to be able to see the defense and understand where he's going with the ball in the face of that blitz. And I don't want to see a guy that's running all over the place, you know, 20 times in this game coming up.
Do we have a Sauce Gardner mirroring Tyreek Hill in this game? They just stick him on Tyreek the entire time? That'd be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
Well, Sauce has been very, very good.
And, you know, they're going to see Teddy Bridgewater because Tua has been ruled out. You know, now all of a sudden, everybody is going to be extremely cautious in the NFL. I'm sure the NFL put a memo out. I'm sure that memo went to all the training staffs about the Tua injury and everything else. You know, Tyrod Taylor, we're not going to see him. He's not going to be traveling with the Giants to London. There's no reason to take him there. I would not be surprised after, you know, and I know Brian Daboll didn't say anything concrete yesterday about who his starting quarterback is going to be. But Daniel Jones has got a high ankle sprain.
Yeah, he wouldn't commit, Brian Daboll, that is, to the high ankle sprain in his press conference yesterday when he was asked directly about it. And
so let's say it's not a high ankle sprain, it's just an ankle sprain. There's still, that's going to keep Daniel from doing what Daniel does best, and that's run and be on the move, and that's part of the offense. He's not going to be able to do what he has been doing up to this point. There's no way. I believe that Davis Webb will be elevated. I'm sure they'll sign somebody else off of somebody else's practice squad. But then if you sign somebody off of somebody else's practice squad, you've got to put them on the roster. That's a problem.
I mean, Davis Webb against the Packers in London?
Well, Davis Webb, you know, and I know it was the second half of a lot of these preseason games, actually played well.
It was really well, but so did Strevler, and then both of them ended up on the practice squad, right? So, I mean, it doesn't really matter.
But they're there for a reason.
Fourth quarter.
They're there for a reason, and now is going to... I don't see how Daniel Jones can play and start, and if he does start, the offense is going to be not what we have seen. There's not going to be all that movement. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
There's not going to be all these bootlegs and all this other stuff. And they're going against a Green Bay defense that is really one of the best in the league.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.